Granted. Oh shit! Whoa, we have an intro now? That was awesome.
We've always had it. I've always had it in post. Thanks for talking over it, Ivan. We're here with WFRP, and we're going to continue our story. And for our recap, let's go to the man of justice, Mr. Jasper. Please give us a recap.
Man of justice. All right. Last session, was that when we began with fighting the troll? Is that how it went?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, so last session we had just laid some traps for the troll that we were trying to get rid of in these slums. And then it gets to be night and the troll comes out. And we realize that no one can actually see the troll because it's super dark. And he basically...
Except Snorri.
So he beats up on us a bunch, and the person we hired to like set traps died. And then...
Instantly.
We eventually beat him up enough that he like slinked away. And then the next day we do our rounds for our watch. I'm trying to think that anything else happened. Yeah, we do the rounds for our watch, and then we come back to these slums, and Brant wants to tell one of the women whose husband went missing that her husband's probably dead. So Jasper and Brant decide to do that, since last time we were walking around the city, we were like told to get the hell out by this baron. So we thought less people would be less conspicuous. So we go and tell the lady, and then just as Brant and Jasper are leaving, they get caught by the same people who work for the baron and are about to take Baron or Jasper and Brant to the baron.
Okay, very nice. Brant, did you redo your health?
I didn't touch it because I know it was down. All I did was add 2 talents.
Oh, maybe it did it automatically. Interesting. Okay, so I don't remember what it was at. That's fine. Thing that happened was the guys that you had beaten up previously that accosted you at the slums came and found Brant and Jasper trying to escape and said, "You're coming with us to meet the Baron." Mm-hmm. So at that, They're surrounding you. There's about 5 of them, and they're looking at you and say, "Hey, why don't you put these on?" Huh? And they hand you both 2 blindfolds, and you can see, you take a quick look around, they're all brandishing hand weapons.
Wait, is this when I'm at the temple? Because I'm at the Ulrich temple, right?
You guys are split up is where we left off.
Yeah.
Brant and Jasper are alone. Ivan and Snorri, you are waiting for them in a different location.
Okay.
They're not together.
All right.
Ian, take out the blunderbuss and shoot them.
Do it.
You're nowhere near this.
Bless you.
In fact, just mute yourself.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to eat some dinner.
Okay.
Ew.
All right. Anyway, so I look at Brant and then I say, "I guess we have no choice." And I'll put the blindfold on.
Well, you make it a persuasive argument. Put the blindfold on.
Okay, so you each put the blindfold on. And it takes about 10 minutes. And you guys come. You can't see anything. And as this group of individuals are walking you somewhere. And then all of a sudden, you hear like a sound of metal scraping on metal. And then you're very, very cautiously lowered down a ladder. And it starts to smell like rank feces. And for about another 45 minutes, you're walking in just this hard stench.
Mm-hmm.
The slow sound of water can be heard to your immediate sides. And in about 45 minutes, you come and you hear the one of them say, "I don't know. Is this the right way?" And then you hear another response. "Yeah, it's this way. Look right here." And you can hear him tapping on a piece of paper or parchment.
Mm-hmm.
In about 5 minutes, you get to another ladder, and they cautiously have you climb up. You hear another sound of metal scraping metal. And then 10 minutes after that, you get to a door. They push you in, take off your blindfolds, and then close the door behind you. And inside, you see what looks like a dank almost like a basement. It's surrounded with tables and wine and fine cheeses. It's somewhat lit, not very well. Most of the light is coming through from the outside. You can see, you notice about every 5 feet or so, there are little slits on the upper portion of the walls. They look like arrow slits. And there's maybe one every 5 feet or so. And you see this man at the bottom, seated down, rather thin man. He's got a feather in his cap, like a tricorn hat, a nice overcoat. He's seated with his feet up on the table. He goes, "Oh, yeah. Well, you're welcome. How are you?"
Did we take our blindfolds off?
Yes, they removed your blindfolds as you entered this. How else would you have seen this whole description?
True. All right.
Are there chairs at the tables?
There are plenty of chairs all over the place.
I'm going to walk up and take a chair near him.
Sure.
I'll follow up. Grant Slade and do the same. So I'll walk over there.
Well, we appreciate your hospitality.
Of course, there is no reason for us to act like such beasts, is there? Would you care for some cheese and wine?
And you said fine cheese is like... Is this like noticeably like fancy food and wine?
These are noticeably higher quality food and drink.
Well, don't mind if I do, if you're offering.
Of course, of course. Oh,
thank you very much. Mr. What should we call you?
You may call me the Baron. The Baron.
Ah, okay, thank you. Thank you, the Baron.
You're just Baron for short, I think.
It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, Baron. I am Brant Mueller. This is my associate.
My name is Jasper.
Oh, yes. You know, I already know both of your names.
I assumed as much.
Of course. Now, Brant, you are rather new here. I wasn't expecting you to fall into this lot. How did you come by them?
I'm an investigator by trade. I was put on investigating the events at the fighting pits with the Chaos Dogs.
Terrible business.
Quite unpleasant, I agree. I decided to join with the group to both, quite honestly, keep an eye on them, as they are not above suspicion, but also to use them to aid my investigation as needed.
Of course, absolutely. Now, Jasper, you, honestly, I don't even know where to begin. Did you not think it was gracious enough that you all have been allowed to work off your debt to Uberstrike?
Well, that's what we are continuing to do, Baron.
The four of you really have been a thorn in my side from the beginning.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Do you think it's just happenstance that you were blamed for someone else's murder?
Well, I mean, we knew that it wasn't, that we didn't do it, but are you saying that you were the ones who framed us?
I am not saying anything, but my reach is vast. And I believe you were warned before you go into the slums area. But you did not heed this warning. Tell me why.
Oh, well,
that was my doing, Baron. While we were in your territory, we encountered a woman who was seeking her husband. And we determined that the woman's husband had been killed by a river troll. We were simply seeking to deliver the news to the woman.
So you thought it wise to ignore all of my credences?
No, but I felt the woman deserved to know. And after that, I would have left your territory immediately. I am not seeking to cross your businesses, as it were.
He reaches down, plucks a piece of cheese. Well, was it worth it? And then he plops it into his mouth.
Well, I don't think that's decided yet.
I need someone to roll a 1d4.
Jasper wins.
Ooh, Jasper's came up first. So it seems you've lost 2 influence points with the Baron.
No.
This is rather minor, of course. But I think it is best for both parties if you agree to stay out of my territory.
I can agree with that.
We can do that, yes.
To take it a step further, we have given you offense. Is there anything we can do to alleviate said offense, to make it up to you, as it were?
Oh, you are sharp there, Blunt. I agree. There is something you definitely could do. Now, it is a simple task, really. And he pulls out from inside of his overcoat a small little envelope. And he passes it across the table to you, Brandt. And as you, I'm assuming you pick it up,
yeah.
Right? So you notice that there is a seal on it, that wax seal. And it's kind of an elaborate, fancy-looking B that's etched into the wax. And then Baron says, "It is a simple task. There is a spot in the middle of the Tufel River. It is a shipwreck from long ago, but the location is important for me because the mast, it rests just a little bit below the water. Now all I need is you to take this letter and affix it to a bucket that we have tied to that mast. It is within easy reach. No more, no less."
This seems like a simple ask.
Very simple.
It will be done.
Very well. Thank you. I hope you understand that you will need to be blindfolded again.
Understood.
Please take as much meat and cheese as you like on your way out.
Brandt will take a piece of the cheese that he's been nibbling on. Okay. Kind of hold it up to the Baron. Be like, well, thank you. This is actually quite fine cheese.
Of course. Oh, and on your way out, you're about to walk out of the door. And he's just like, well, remember, by the way, I forgot to tell you. You must do this before tomorrow night. Thank you, gentlemen. Mm.
Thank you, Baron.
Be well, Baron.
Okay, so you guys walk out the door. The 5 men are there. They re-blindfold you.
Mm-hmm.
And again, in about another hour, they drop you back on the outside of the slums. And they're like, oh, well, I'm surprised. I guess, sir, he didn't feel like killing you. And then the other's like, Yeah, I lost the silver. I thought for sure there was going to be blood.
Can I make checks to confirm suspicion? Well, one, I'm fairly certain we were in the sewers. But the place where we met with the Baron.
Yes.
You said there were arrow slits. Would it seem like I was inside of a wall? Like the wall surrounding the city or something? Or would I know that was too far away?
No, I'm going to say that you don't need a check because this would have been somewhat obvious. But because of how the light was coming through those slots, you could tell that beyond those windows was open air. So on both sides of the room was open to the outside.
Okay.
I don't know if that.
So probably the bridge
answers your questions. But
yeah. So my suspicion then is that we were inside the bridge.
Okay. So you want to try to check? What kind of check would that be? Does your character have any knowledge of any kind of building?
No.
Either
no, just
crafting buildings or lore related to something like that.
No, I have lore of Reikland. And that's really it.
So the best you know is that you're inside this room then.
Okay.
Snorri and Ivan, this whole thing takes about 2 hours. And I'm gonna guess that you waited for them, and then you see them kind of trot back into your view.
Where have you been?
When we attempted to leave, the Baron's men grabbed us and escorted us to the Baron himself.
You've met the Baron, and you are alive.
Yes, fortunately, by Verena's grace.
Orlick must have been watching over you.
I thought these men were just nothing but, like, hoodlums. They took you to the actual Baron.
What's that, Snorri? I can't hear you all the way down there. Please speak up.
I don't remember what I said. I said, I thought those men were nothing but hoodlums. They took you to see an actual Baron.
I don't think he's an actual Baron, but he calls himself the Baron.
He is the ruler of the area.
And where did he take you?
They blindfolded us so we couldn't actually see.
He took us down into the sewers, though.
Was that what it was? Was that smell?
Ugh. That's my assumption, yes.
Ow.
Yeah.
And what did he want?
He wanted to tell us again to stay out of the territory, and he gave us a task to do for him.
What kind of quest?
And why would we do work for the Baron?
Aye. What's he done for us?
Well, nothing yet, but he seems to have a lot of influence, so maybe we could get back on his good side if we do this. What he told us to do is simple enough. Brandt has this envelope, and we just have to tie it to the mast of the ship that's sunk in the Twofold River.
Why would we be on the Baron's bad list, and why would we be helping him with anything here?
I'm very confused of the situation.
Based on what he was telling us, I feel much of the ill fortune your group has faced here in Ubershrek has been due to the Baron's machinations. I volunteered to do a task for the Baron to make up for defying his will. I understand if you all would like to stay out of it. I will undertake it myself if necessary.
Wait a minute, Brent. Are you saying that we're in the Night's Watch because of the Baron?
He certainly hinted at that. He mentioned the murders of which you were accused.
He did know a lot about us.
I kind of look over at Ivan and say, this is the man that has caused us all of this misfortune. This is the man that caused Errol to turn to darkness. I'll not be doing him any favors. He can fuck off.
Well, how do we know Errol wasn't already part of the darkness? He was very chaotic from the start. I mean, he shot me.
That was after we were in the Night's Watch. Had you known him to do that beforehand?
I didn't know him beforehand.
You knew him for at least a week.
Oh yeah, that is a long time. I know people very well after 1 week.
Aye.
A lot of what Errol's fall to darkness may have been caused by all the corruption he came into contact with through the dogs and through the headless man that we met.
And based on the timeline of events, as I have been made to understand them, he did not shoot you, Ivan, until after he was exposed to the Chaos Dogs.
We were all exposed, so he was weak enough to fall to Chaos early.
Aye, but we were in the Night's Watch now because of the Baron. Is that right, what I'm understanding, Brent and Jasper?
That is what he implied, yes.
He had something to do with it, but I don't think he was able to pull it off all on his own, I think he has other people in on it as well.
Why else?
So perhaps a favor would help us.
You think it would get us out to the Night's Watch?
Perhaps, if he was the one that got us in it. Perhaps we can get out. I'd like to say perhaps.
I suppose we won't know unless we try to help the bastard.
Yeah.
Brant, what is your mission again?
I am to investigate who was the person who corrupted the dogs at the fighting pits.
It's a shame that Errol turned to chaos because he was the only one that saw him.
I agree. We have his statement that he gave to your captain, but beyond that, I do not have much additional information, but I have additional investigators in the city working with me.
Duh. So what must we do for the Baron?
He wants us to take this envelope that he gave us and put it on the mast of the boat that is sunk in the middle of the Twofold River.
And do you know where this boat is?
It's where we fought the troll.
He would have described to you the location of where to drop this off.
Okay. So I describe where he told us to drop it off.
Okay, Steve, where on the map is it? I'm just trying to see it.
It's going to be somewhere in the middle of the river. It is going to be towards the east. He basically gave you like a longitude and latitude. The actual location is not on this picture.
It's just, okay. You know,
right.
This is just a representation of the city. But he described the scene to them that there's a sunken ship somewhere out there. Keep in mind the Twofold River is, it's like almost a mile wide. Like it's a,
oh shit.
It's a wide ass river. This isn't a tiny little thing.
Was it inside the walls?
The sunken ship?
Yeah.
How do you have a sunken ship inside the wall?
Because there's freaking ships inside the wall, jackass.
Oh, you mean inside the city?
Yeah, the wall right there.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like in the wall.
The file?
No, like inside the protective walls that surround the city.
It is within the city limits, yes.
Okay. Sorry for calling you a jackass.
That's okay. Temper's flare. I get it.
Give me the ring.
And when must we make delivery?
He wanted it done very quickly. He said by tomorrow night, I believe.
Then do it now.
Aye, let's get it over with.
What time of day is it?
It is now. It's about 2:00.
Aye, let's get it done before the evening because I still have to take Ivan to meet the beautiful tall woman that I told him about.
Holy, let us go.
Snorri kind of like smiles through his thick beard and like bounces up and down, kind of hee hee.
Okay, so what are you guys going to do first? You have a couple of things on the table. You have this letter, you have the woman that stopped you, and then you have Snorri's bar fling, I guess I'll call it.
The woman that stopped us.
The road warden.
Oh, yeah.
What does she want?
She wanted us to meet with her at the Exploding Pig at 8 p.m. to discuss possibly getting us out of the watch.
Okay.
When it's due, we have 6 p.m. or 6 hours.
Yeah. Can we estimate how long this task would take us, Steve?
Sure. Why don't you make an outdoor survival check easy?
Okay. Skills. Outdoor survival. Here we go. Easy peasy.
Okay, so you surmise then with 5 success levels that it might take you about a half an hour to rent a boat. Then it's probably going to take you about 45 minutes to sail there. And then it could take you upwards of, I don't know, maybe half an hour, depending on if you're able to, you know, pinpoint the location, and then another 45 minutes or so back to wherever you get the boat.
So 30, 45,
45? Somewhere around there. 2.5 hours.
2.5-ish hours. Yeah.
All right.
So if you want to say that you do this by 6 o'clock, it's totally fine.
Yes. Let's do that.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay. So are you guys going to try to steal a boat, rent a boat, just find a boat, swim out to shore?
Oh, I don't know if any of us can swim, so... I think we'll go with the rental option first.
Yep, we'll have Snorri. We'll have Snorri swim out there.
I don't
want
to get in any more trouble, so renting it sense.
Okay. So you find like a little boat rental place kind of along the river area. And you meet the guy. He's like, oh, you need to rent a boat. You need it for how long? The whole day?
2.5 hours.
Okay. Hey, about... 10 brass should do it. Do you want insurance?
What is insurance?
So, like, if, I don't know, say you get into an accident and you sink the boat, you will not be held liable. So you pay a little extra, but you insure this, you know, whatever happens to the boat, you're not held liable for.
What is this liable you are saying?
Liable? Oh, it means if you destroy the boat or any way damage it, that you would be held responsible for paying to fix it or buy a new one. But if you have insurance, then you're already covered and you don't have to spend to replace it.
How much is this insurance you're speaking of?
Oh, it'd be 2 silver shillings.
What the fuck? You said it was 8 brass pennies to rent it. How much does it cost to...
Well, yeah, you're coming back, aren't you? It's only 2 hours.
Aye. Why is it 2 silver shillings to
and what is the put boat insurance? Worth?
Aye, that.
Well, if you need to have a brand new boat made, that's going to be 6 silver shillings.
What the fuck?
Will you take 1 silver shilling since it'll only be 2, at the max 3 hours that we're renting this boat for?
So you're not going to pay insurance, you're just going to give me extra money?
No.
I
just pay for the boat. And what do you guys think? No insurance?
I don't have money, so it's your choice.
Well, it sounds like for the price of the insurance, we're a third of the way towards a new boat.
Wait a minute. How much would it cost us to buy a boat and then keep it here?
Well, I don't have any boats for sale. You'd have to talk to someone who sells the boats.
Yeah, but...
This boat here, and it's a little rinky, like kind of slightly better than a rowboat, like approaching gondola. He's like, this here was 6 silver.
Why did you make this more difficult than it needed to be, Steve?
He literally didn't. He literally didn't make it complicated at all.
Oh, really? Now we're arguing about we're arguing. No, Ian, we're arguing about insurance now. Insurance.
That sounds like a Snorri problem.
Oh, actually, you know what? It sounds like a Brant problem. You pay the man, you fucker.
All right, how about we just pay for the boat? We'll take a chance on no insurance.
Aye, Brant, you can take care of the insurance yourself, you daft bastard.
I love when Don gets worked up and just translates it into his character.
Okay, that would be, what did I say, 10 brass?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
10 brass, please.
All right.
May I pay the man, Brandt?
And when we finish the job, the Baron will be happy with us.
That's what he implied, yes.
I say that loud enough so the renter can hear me mention the Baron.
So you're on the Baron's bad side?
No, we are working for him.
You just said that hopefully after this you'll get back in his good side.
Yes, and if you don't help us, then you'll be equally as bad.
Make a average intimidation check.
Can I help him?
Do you have advances in intimidation?
Can I help
him? I sure do.
Are you trying to help him?
I will help him. I have many advances in intimidate.
Sure.
I have.
He gets plus one to his SLs.
You said average?
Yep.
Woohoo! Yeah! Oh,
so he's like, and he throws, like, he has, like, a rag that he's been wiping his hands with, and he throws it, like, at your feet, and he's like, just take it, bring it back if you want, and he runs inside.
Huh. Oh, it appears we now have both.
What about the insurance?
Are we insured?
you call after him. He's already slammed his door, and like the rags that account for blinds, like, he shutters them over the windows, and like the lights go out and everything.
I think that we just bought ourselves a boat.
That was very easy.
All right, we should buy boats more often.
Are we stealing it?
I think he said we could have it. He does not care if we bring it back or not, and that's what I'm going with.
He did say that is verbal contract.
He did say, please bring it back.
I did not hear please or bring it back. I only heard bring it back if you want.
Yeah.
And I do not want to. I've always wanted a boat.
Let's try to bring it back, so...
I disagree with you, Jasper.
Alright, let's just go. We are wasting time.
Okay, who is going to be... So it's going to take two people to row it. Who's going to row?
Oh, speaking of women, as we're getting into the boat, I say, Ivan, the lady that I have for you tonight...
Oh my god, Dwarf, shut up! We are busy!
I am speaking, Ivan. Perhaps she would fancy a ride on a boat. I mean, who wouldn't find that romantic?
I don't know. A normal person? It's just a small boat.
Aye, to the untrained eye. But if you look closely, and I point at like a hole in the bottom of the boat, and I say, it's got some danger to it. And women love danger.
Why is there a hole in the boat?
I don't know.
Snorri made it, so it is so.
Damn it! Yep. God, now the boat's gonna fucking sink!
Aye, that seems to be your own problem. Good thing we didn't get insurance.
Should have got the insurance.
who is going to be rowing? You're gonna need two people to row this boat.
Ivan.
Brandt Snorri. And Ivan.
Okay, so the two of you take up oars. I need both of you to make row tests. They're going to be challenging now because of this hole that you didn't notice in the beginning.
Fuck you, Don.
Fuck you, Steve. I'm rolling it at very easy out of spite.
What are we doing rolling it at?
Ah, fuck you. I still successed. At challenging.
Oops.
God damn it, Ivan.
It's your fault, Don.
No, it's not. I did two levels of success.
God damn it, Snorri. Why you put hole in boats? This is not how boats work. You need no holes. You idiot.
It must be dwarvish engineering.
Damn dwarfs. So tiny, tiny brain.
Snorri stops rowing. You're right. I don't know how to do anything. I don't know how to protect my friends. I'm just...
How big is the hole now, Steven?
It is now the size of Snorri's head.
No, shut the fuck up, Don.
So, all right. So with that, I'm going to combine your SLs. We're going to do an extended test for you to reach this location. So right now you have minus one SLs. We're going to say that you only need to get three. So you start off, and
because Ivan, you're the one that failed, like you're not paying attention, and Snorri just starts, and he's the only one rowing, so you're just making a circle. And then he's like, damn it, Ivan. So I need another row test challenging for each of you. The hole in the boat is maybe like, it's less than a dime. It's very little, but it's enough where water leaks in a little bit. And every, I don't know, you can tell maybe every 20 minutes you have to empty it with a bucket or so.
Damn. Perhaps someone should clog this hole.
Hi, Brant, Jasper, perhaps you guys are handy and could plug up this hole.
Put your finger in it, like the old school cartoons we used to watch on TV.
What is a cartoon?
Yes, the TV. All right, I'll try to plug the hole.
Nice, what Ivan.
Test would that be?
Yay!
Okay, well, they already made their extended road test, but... So we'll just say that you're able to do it, which is why they succeeded so well. So you find a couple rags, and you're able to plug it good. And you guys get your rhythm, Ivan and Snorri, your rowing rhythm down. And eventually you get to the area that this is supposed to be. I need everyone to make an average perception test, please.
Oh, boy.
Yay.
Really?
Wait, perception, average. Oh my god, he's so bad at this. Hey!
Okay, so Snorri and Ivan, as you're rowing, you guys are paying the most attention, and you notice this overturned bucket. So it's upside down, floating on the surface of the water, and you notice that it is tied with the rope down onto a mast of a sunken ship. The length of the rope is maybe 8 feet or so long, and you can see that it's just bobbing on the surface, and you can tell from what Jasper and Brant told you that this bucket is what you're supposed to affix this letter to.
That is bucket. You put letter in now.
And I point to bucket.
Let's get in and out and do this quickly.
We'll take your time. We have no important thing to do later.
Can I look around to see if there's any other boats nearby that might be watching us?
Make a average perception test, but there are boats around. But make an average perception test.
Nope.
Yes.
No, I cannot.
Yes. Right,
so you do see, I kind of almost feel like you don't see the boats, but there are boats around. This is a big city, and it's a good marketplace for trade. There are constantly boats coming in and out. So there are probably about five or so boats, like actual seafaring sized vessels. Like if you want to think of like a galleon or something, like the Black Pearl size from Pirates of the Caribbean. But you can't tell if anyone is looking directly at you.
Then I don't say anything to anyone.
So what are you guys going to do?
Do you want to do the honors, Brant?
Sure. Go ahead and put the letter in the bucket. Is the letter, like, sealed?
There's a wax seal on it.
No, I mean, like, is it waterproof?
It is not. You would have to fix it somehow, some way, you know, so it doesn't get wet.
Okay.
What?
I will just... turn the bucket upside down so it's floating the right what? Side up.
Okay.
Wait. Wait.
Yes?
What are you doing?
I need to put this letter in the bucket.
It is in wavy water. It'll tip over and water will ruin letter.
Yes, but...
Fill bucket with water, it will sink, and the rope will go taut. Then affix the letter to the taut rope.
That's underwater?
No, idiot, the rope that's not underwater. What is with people today? So stupid. Snorri, put hole in boat, you get letter wet. What is going on? Do you guys need nap?
Just for reference, you did say the entire mast is underwater, right, Steve?
Yes, the entire mast is underwater. Yes.
So it's not...
Oh,
it's, yeah,
it's hanging. Not, oh,
it's not tied.
I misunderstood the description. My bad. Don't do that. We need the bucket, obviously.
Snorri looks at Ivan and says, Ivan, are you okay?
No, I'm not. You put a fucking hole in the boat.
Aye, but it was there when we got here. And it's a free boat. What the fuck are you complaining about?
It's free because Ivan got it for us.
Da, it is my boat, and you put hole in my boat.
Aye, and you need a beautiful woman to come out in the boat with you.
I want... No, men fill woman holes. Not woman fill man holes.
Aye, well,
unless
we need
sort
to...
Of thing.
Unless that's what you like, and then you put whatever you want in holes, but...
Man. So we need to fix up the boat a bit, and then it'll be perfect for your date later.
We will not make it back in time. Boat will sink.
Aye, that would be not good. I cannot swim, so I would probably die here.
I don't think I can swim either, so I will die as well.
Is the pouch that I have waterproof? That was just in my trappings.
It would probably be enough where if you put it in, it's enough to stop the letter from being ruined.
Okay.
Also, you could try to maybe, I don't know, like stick the letter in between the planks of this bucket or something, if you'd like to do that instead.
I will see if I can come up with a way of just tying the pouch to the bucket with the bucket right side up. So it's floating, but at least this way the letter is somewhat waterproofed. Should anything happen to the bucket.
Okay. I think that is pretty doable.
And then if the bucket flips, since it's tied to it, it won't just float away.
Yeah, I think that's a fairly easy thing to do. It'll cost you a pouch.
Yeah, that's fine.
So you take a few minutes tying it, and you're satisfied that this letter is safe inside of this bucket.
There. It is done. Do you have anything you'd like to add, dwarf?
Perhaps you want to put hole in bucket.
There's already a hole at the top of the bucket. I don't think it needs another one.
Da. Why are you so calm now? You make me very confused.
Why am I so what?
Shut up.
Anyway, Ivan, the woman that I found for you earlier yesterday, she was quite a looker. I mean, she's not quite for me, but she might be for you. So, let's get on with it.
Okay, so you guys are going to leave this area now?
Yeah.
All right. Now, what are you doing with this boat?
It is my boat.
I think we should take it back. We shouldn't take the boat from the man.
I don't want the boat. I am a wolf, not a fish. I'm actually not allowed to have it, so we can give it back.
Okay, so you guys row back to where you got it from. Takes you, another 45 minutes or so. Get back. The plug that Jasper had used pops out just as you hit the shoreline. You return the boat.
I knock on the guy's door.
You see, some of the curtains kind of wave in front of the window. And then all of a sudden, you feel like from inside, you just hear, I don't want any trouble.
No trouble. We return boat.
Thank you. I hope you did everything you needed to do.
Yes, I have one complaint of your boat.
Yes?
There's a hole in it.
I'll get that fixed right away.
Please do. I'll be back. Make sure it's done correctly.
No, that's not needed. Not necessary. I'll get it done.
Okay.
Please never come back.
Praise Orlok.
Yeah, okay, please. Praise Orlok.
All right, then I'll leave.
Okay. All right, so it's about 5 o'clock now.
All right, so we got an hour to meet that lady.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 3 hours.
Was it 8 or 6?
It was 3.
I thought it was 8.
Okay.
6 o'clock is the end of your watch.
Okay.
Which you guys have just used to ignore the dock section.
We fucked up for a whole shift.
Yeah, I'm sure it won't have any repercussions.
God damn it.
We are not good at our job.
Well, if you remember the last time we took a watch off, some people died, so I think as long as that didn't happen, it's all good.
Maybe you don't remind Steven of that.
Oh, like I didn't remember. So what do you guys want to do from right now on?
How far away from the Church of Ulrich?
You probably get there within a half an hour or so. It is in this section here, if you can see my cursor on the screen.
Hold on. I see. Wiggle it. Oh, all the way up there. Okay.
Yep. So maybe like a half an hour's walk or so. Maybe a little bit more.
So I'm 40 minutes. I will spend afternoon praying for Ulrich. You join me, dwarf?
I suppose. Don't forget, we have a date for you later tonight.
We have meeting with silver hair or copper haired woman too.
All right. After that, don't worry about it.
All right. So me and Snorri are gonna go to the Cult of Ulrich.
What are Brant and Jasper going to do? Are you also going to abandon your posts?
No.
Oh, fuck. I thought we were done. Wait. We will wait till the end of our shift and then go.
Okay.
We will continue patrolling the docks as though we were there all day.
All right. So you guys finish your patrol. So for the last hour, you guys are walking around. Nothing interesting happens. Is just kind of normal day-to-day business, and you get off your shift, and then Snorri and Ivan go to Ulrich's temple. What does Jasper and Brant want to do?
And this is after our watch has ended?
Yep. You are free.
I guess I'll probably go to the Temple of Verena if there is one in the city.
Sure. Easy enough. It's actually closer to where you are, so it'll take you maybe 15 minutes to get there.
Okay.
And Brant, what do you want
to
do?
I'll go back to my room in the barracks, and I'd like to just send a quick note off to my coworker, asking if he has any information about the Baron.
Okay. You're going to use a courier service, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll why don't you send me that message, and I'll send you how much it costs okay. to have it sent. And then, Jasper, are you doing anything specific in the Temple of Verena?
No, just praying to Verena.
Okay, and then same question for Ivan.
I'm going to, as we are in the temple, after we pray a little bit, I'm going to regale Snorri with stories of Ulrich and his might, and try to turn him to become an Ulrician.
Okay, so you spend your time telling him kind of some history and lore of the great god Ulrich and his tenets and what he believes in, all that good stuff. And as you guys have kind of gone about your separate times, it gets close to being when you guys have to meet back up at the Exploding Pig to get there for 8 o'clock. So the four of you walk into the Exploding Pig. It's a typical looking tavern. It's got a few pigs up on the wall, like hung with their heads and stuff. There's a bartender and some tables, and you notice the woman that approached you in the bottom right corner, seated at the table, kind of with her hands folded.
Jasper will go over.
I'll follow him.
Let's see. Where is she? Where'd you say she was on this map?
The bottom right.
Bottom right. All right.
I made it super easy. She's the only token in this building.
Nice. There she is.
Okay. She says, hey, take a seat.
Oh, thank you.
Of course.
Did she give us her name yet or no?
She did. It is Ilsa Fastenwald.
Okay, write that down.
Do you want to build a snowman, Ilsa?
No, I think you need to let it go.
If I click on her, will it tell me her name?
No. Now, so you all sit down and she says, thanks for meeting me here. Cut right to the chase. There's a prisoner, stonemason, named Maurer. Cold bastard. Murdered many. Knocked the head clean off. Was tried. He found guilty. Awaits execution. All's well, eh? Well, no. For good or ill, Recklid watches for signs. Holy signs. If a prisoner is scheduled for execution and something goes really wrong, the execution is stayed. Executioner's axe breaks. While lightning strikes the headman's block, it's time to reschedule. Most times, second execution gets the job done, but not always. Sometimes things go wrong twice, then a third date is set, a final date. You see, if the third execution goes wrong, it's deemed to be the will of the gods, intervening for an innocent and the prisoner is set free, fully pardoned. Twice Maurer has gone to the block. Twice he's come back. The man is evil. Know it. Think the dark gods are watching him. His final execution date's approaching. Yet the poor excuses for watchmen here want no part of it. Sodden cowards. So, that's where you all come in. I know Clump and Cug from way back. Total scum. Asked around about you. Reckoned you might want to be free of him and the watch. So here's the deal. You escort Maurer to the block with me, and I'll get your sentences commuted for services above and beyond. No more death sentence. No more Sergeant Crapsack Cumbergrub. Free and clear. What you say?
You can get us sentences immune immediately?
Sure can.
Who are you?
My name's Issa Fastenwald.
But how do you wield that kind of influence?
I'm a rather renowned captain of the Road Wardens.
Of the Blood Ravens?
Road Wardens.
The Road Wardens?
Road Wardens.
Oh, I can't understand their accent. I apologize. I am from the north.
It's okay. Plenty of people think we talk's funny. Don't bother me none.
No, it is better than dwarf, so I appreciate.
Now, Ilsa, it sounds like you would like talented people. So why come to us?
Hey!
Let's be honest. The track record is not so stellar.
You have a point. And you have no sentence above your head, so I can't do nothing for you. It's just before your own peace of mind. But out of everyone else here, you lot seem to be the only ones who actually give a damn about anyone. Put yourselves at risk. Whether you do good or not, you try. Much harder than anyone else.
Da, and we saved the city of Rashan, or whatever the hell it's called.
Halt.
What the hell is Rashan, then? Sorry, it's my notes. They're on paper. We saved the city of Halt. Don't tell us we have bad track record. We defeated the Doulahan. Single-handedly.
It's true.
I heard it was your mutant friend who did much of the work.
I don't think that was true. And he is no longer here, so he is no longer a factor. So don't believe everything you hear.
Fair enough.
So yes, we would like to help you destroy Moro. Is he a large man? Do you believe someone is trying to help him escape? Some more details, maybe.
He's very big. Big guy. Huge. Stonemason. Works with his hands. Killed a bunch of people.
Hell.
Now, I don't know why he killed them with his bare hands. I think he might have used a mallet. But as to why they want him, I'm not sure. But it just seems that otherworldly forces intervene the last second. It always gets away.
When you say get away, he leaves the area? Or, the reason or the way he be executed fails?
The way he's supposed to be executed fails.
What have you tried?
Well, they tried to behead him twice.
Why not hang him?
I don't know. He has not reached the executioner's block yet.
How did the beheadings fail exactly?
The first one, he was supposed to go up there. The executioner fell ill, didn't show up. And the backup executioner, he also was fell ill. Same time, same exact, different places in the city. They deemed it was intervening. Third time, he was on his way in a carriage. Carriage broke down, so he started walking. Then, everyone escorting him also fell ill. Couldn't go on anymore.
And what seemed to be afflicting them?
No one knows.
Yeah, but what were their symptoms?
I don't know, to be honest. They started throwing up very violently. Couldn't move.
He'll lean over to Jasper, and he'll go, "He sounds like that team we had to fight in the dog pits."
You say otherworldly intervention, but it does not sound like that.
All at the same time? Spontaneously?
Well, are the execution dates being given out before they happen?
No, they're not.
Does he have any visitors?
No, he doesn't.
I still have my suspicions. There's an outside factor working to free this man.
If that's true, having you along could only help.
And worst case scenario, if he has an accident on the way to the executioner's block?
I don't think that is good.
Right, of course.
Justice has been handed down. It's my intent that he sees that justice.
But I believe what our well-dressed friend is asking is why bring him to the block and not just kill him where he sleeps?
But that is murder.
Not if it was an execution away from the public. Out of their eye. It does not need to be a show.
Well, this is what the judge has handed down. It's my job to enforce it, not to kill someone in their sleep.
I don't mean in their sleep. I mean keep them in jail and kill them there.
I don't know. This is what they said. He's supposed to be executed at a specific location with the priest Amor. This is how things are done. It's always how they're done.
Excuse me. The what? The priest?
The priest Amor.
The priest of Amor. Okay. And this?
Yeah, Amor's the god of the dead. We were talking with one like the first or second session, I thought.
And what is this priest's name?
Oh, I don't know the priest's name.
Is there more than one?
Of course. Plenty. You don't think the good priest here is the only priest of... what do you priest of?
I'm a priest of Farina.
The prisoner's priest. Is it the same each time?
No, he hasn't seen it yet.
Oh.
The priest stands by the execution block. Hasn't even made it up the hill.
That, but when other prisoners are executed, is it the same priest attending each execution?
Oh, no. Of course not. It's whoever priest is available.
Is there any person that was present or sees him before all the executions?
Nope, I already told you that.
What?
I said nope, I already told you that.
Right, well, if you're saying you'll be able to get us out of the night watch, I'll do what I can to help.
And whatever the others decide, I'm along with them, so...
Yes, I think we
sounds good to me.
Do this for you, Elsa.
Okay, I'll let you know when there's a date set. Now that I actually have some competent people to help me escort them.
Very competent.
Now, question on their behalf. If he is not executed, if something happens, are they not freed from their duties to the watch?
If you get him to the executioner's block, that will fulfill your agreement, and then I'll make sure that they are freed. But if you fail, well, you didn't help me then.
Okay.
But there is no repercussions if we are not able.
No, you go back to what you're already doing.
Okay. Then it is agreed. Ivan will help.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I'll get in touch with you as soon as I know more. Okay. She gets up and she's like, see you later, gentlemen. She walks off.
Goodbye.
Okay. So what do you guys want to do at this present moment?
We need more, and I'll turn to Brent, and I'll be like, we need more information on the illness that was set upon the executioners and the people who were escorting him the second time.
I agree. I can look into that.
It is familiar to how the other team we were meant to combat at the dog pits became ill right before we faced them.
That was... Brant pulls out a little notebook and begins flipping through it.
It was bad pie.
It was, yes, the pie seller, correct. Similar.
Correct, but maybe there's a link.
It's worth checking into.
There was also plenty of chaos magic around that could have exacerbated said illness. If this is indeed an otherworldly meddling.
When you mention the chaos magic, you just see Brant sneer. Like, he's just disgusted.
Is there something wrong with your face?
The thought of chaos disgusts me.
Nah, is that not the first thought that crosses your mind?
It's always the first thought. Just the reminder of the touch of chaos on this whole situation. It's just... it's upsetting.
This whole thing reeks of chaos. But by Ulrich's tooth, we will complete mission. Otherwise, we can kill the dwarf.
That sounds like a fair deal.
I agree.
Wait, what?
I just like to imagine the Snorri was just sitting at the table, just zoning out.
Yeah, he's just dreaming about drinking.
He was.
And I don't know why, but I'm curious of this priest of Mor.
What are you curious about?
I don't know. The way that she just kind of threw that in there into the conversation makes me think there is something more to that. But I am not an investigator. Brant, you tell me if I'm pulling at string. Is that it? Reaching for shoes? I don't remember saying.
It's close enough. I'm with you on this one. I feel there is someone influencing the situation, and due to his lack of contact with the outside world, it must be one of the people he is actually in contact with, and a priest might be a possibility.
Duh. And does this man have any contact with the Baron, perhaps?
That is more grasping at straw, but if it comes up, we will pursue such a lead.
Duh. Do we have watch tomorrow, by the way? I don't remember.
Yes.
Yes, we're on the schedule for tomorrow.
Then we'll have to figure out how to work in our investigation.
I can head over tonight when you are on your date.
No, this supersedes date. We must figure out.
Ivan, you made a promise to me. What would Ulrich say about you breaking your vow?
Don't you use Ulrich against me.
I certainly did. What would he say, Ivan?
Don't know. I doubt he has ever been in situation with date.
This is not about a date. It's about breaking your promise.
No.
If you made a promise to someone...
Fine, then we'll go, dwarf. God damn.
Right, let's go. And he grabs Ivan with like an ungodly strength and just picks him up and starts carrying him to the next bar.
I will not resist, Steve, because this is funny.
Okay, so you grab his hand, you start to walk out. Jasper and Bran, I'm guessing you're following them, right? At least to exit this bar?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Ivan, you have to come with me as I'm dragging you.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys walk, and you're following them for a little bit, and you're going to what Snorri believes to be the bar that he met this woman at. And then all of a sudden, you see three rather large men in, like, furs, wielding single-handed axes, running straight towards you. What are you all going to do?
Where is this?
Where are we?
What, can I tell what kind of fur it is?
They seem to be the different kind of pelts, like deer. Or, there's no wolves, so it's no not wolves. Like it's these are Aleutians. Seems to be like deer fur.
Do they look scared or angry or anything?
They look pissed.
Uh-oh. Oh, they have their axes drawn at us? Oh, I'm going to draw my axe.
Where are they on this map? Can we see them?
I'm just describing it. So you're in the middle of the street. There are people kind of walking all over, and you see these three men running. They're some distance away from you, but they're running straight towards you. They have axes in hand, and they're sprinting.
Okay, I'm going to step in front of Jasper, and I'm going to take out my flail, and I'm going to... Can we hold actions in Warhammer?
Yes, you ask that every time you ask me.
I know. Well, I have to for our new listeners so they know.
Of course. Who are you, me?
It's educational purposes. That's not Jasper, that's Brand. But where's Jasper? Jasper didn't come out with us?
Oh, I'm supposed to take my character out. Okay.
Yeah. So I want to have the dodge action, so if they swing or do anything towards me, I'll try to dodge them.
Okay.
I'd like to have an attack action ready. If they try to attack me, then I will attack them.
Okay. What's anyone else want to do?
I'm kind of looking at them, and my first thought is like, man, those guys look pissed. They must be mad at somebody. And then it's kind of like, wait, they're running out of us. And I'll just kind of take my mallet off of its belt loop and just hold it down by my side.
Jasper, what are you going to do?
I'll hold a blessing of conscience and target the closest person if they try to attack us. Closest opponent. Okay. Actually, wait, no. I'll give someone the blessing that gives you initiative before combat. I'll just whisper a quick prayer when I see these people running towards us. Let me see which one's the initiative one.
Yeah, go ahead.
I usually just use the one, so I want to branch out.
That's a good one.
Yeah, here it is. I will attempt to do the Blessing of Wit, and it's challenging, right? Challenging?
Yep.
Okay. God damn it. I'm going to reroll.
Verena says, get out of here with that nonsense.
Use a fortune point to reroll. God damn it.
Verena does not want you to be praying right now.
Apparently not.
So these guys are getting closer. They get to within about 10 yards. And the one in front, he's got like a scraggly beard, yellow teeth, and you hear him just scream, get the fuck out of the way, cunts!
Okay. Boop. I'll push Jasper out of the way because he's so soft.
And all right. Okay.
So the three of them, they do not change direction at all. They run right through where you were just standing. Dude, and they pass by you.
Before... Do we know what direction Issa went?
No.
Okay.
You don't. She got up and left, but she would have already been gone. And this is already well past the exploding pig. On the way to the other bar.
Gotcha.
Which way are they? Are they running towards the exploding pig?
They are not. It seems like they came from the docks area.
Fuck! That's...
So they get to where you guys are. They just kind of give you guys like some side eye, and they run straight past, straight through where you were just standing. They don't stop. They don't slow down at all, and they just run right past you.
Do we notice any weapon? Their weapons have blood, or they were recently used?
Make a difficult perception check.
Perception. Oh boy. Oh boy. Difficult. Ugh. Oh damn.
No. They're just moving a little too fast for you to be able to spot specific details, because their arm, you know, their arms are flailing because they're in full motion. Mm-hmm. And if you guys aren't going to do anything within a few moments, they are going to be out of eyesight.
Well, I'd hate to be the person that they're mad at.
Duh, but they appear to be leaving our territory at the docks.
Can I tell if they were watch?
They were not in watch outfits.
Okay.
I suppose you want to follow them then. Brent kind of gets like this look, this strange look on his face, like this moment of realization. And like looks at Ivan and he's like, we should probably follow them.
Duh, I agree.
Sorry, Snorri, this is going to supersede that date.
Snorri, go get the
postponed date. Why are we following? Why do we care about them?
They came from the docks.
And
that is our territory. We are town watch.
Not right now.
It's a full-time job, Snorri. We might put the uniform down, but the uniform in our hearts is never gone.
Wow.
You can take the watch off the streets, but you can never take the streets out of the watch. Nope, that's wrong. All right, let us go.
So you guys will all have to be sprinting to keep up with them.
Okay. Well, I mean... Okay. While Dwarf is running, I'd be like, Dwarf, you can go tell a woman that we'd be there another time.
Ah. Snorri does not respond. He just starts sprinting, and he just is slowly losing ground on everyone else.
Okay. Alright, so we're going to do our first pursuit. So basically... I need all of you, except for Snorri, because you're so short, you're going to be lagging behind. Sorry.
We dwarves are not distance runners. We're sprinters.
So I need everyone to make... Okay, so we're going to do a couple rounds. You need to catch them, basically. They have a 3SL lead. So it's going to be... challenging athletics tests. The highest one of your skills will count, and the highest one of their skills will count for right. athletics test. And you're going to compare them against each other.
Okay.
So challenging athletics. Go ahead. They start out at 3 ahead of you. If they get to 10, they escape, and if they get to 0, you guys catch them.
Well, Jasper rolled the strangest crit ever.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Okay. Well, you catch them because I rolled 100. So within a couple blocks, you see them round a corner, and they round into this woman is pushing this cart of barrels, and they plow right into it, knock it, tilting off to the side, crash through this cart. Destroy the scene. They all fall over to the ground, and you guys run up to them, and they start to. They're kind of like dizzy a little bit as if they're shaking off the hit, and they just stand up. And like, they must have gotten away.
Who are you chasing, my friends?
These fucking guys came in. 3 of them. They came into our warehouse. They killed one of us, and then they fucking ran away. And it was weird. It was like they were being helped by something. We couldn't see.
Huh. Helped by something? How did it help?
I can't explain it. I don't know. Just the doors opened before they could leave. It was fucking weird.
An invisible man, perhaps?
How the hell would I know?
He's going to look at Snorri. This is the work of your friend. And he does, like, the finger quotes.
Don't even. He was your friend, too.
He shot me. He's an asshole.
You liked him until he was invisible.
I never liked him.
You loved him with all of your heart.
I never loved him.
I loved him, too.
No! He's going to turn back. Which way did they... What did this man look like?
Well... Honestly, he was wearing watch regalia.
Huh.
That all three of them?
Yeah. Well, no, wait. Just one. One of them was.
And you say they were helped by an invisible man?
I didn't say that. You said it.
Well, would that fit?
It just seemed like there was forces around them that... It seemed to help them out that we couldn't see.
Hmm.
And do you have any reason why the watch would be interesting in your warehouse?
Absolutely not. We're a simple soap manufacturing company. Well, hey, we're the gods. You know, I'm not in charge of making the soap.
I'm part of an investigation unit. You wouldn't mind if I look into the break-in for you, would you?
Are you going to help find these fuckers?
That's my goal, yes.
Make a average charm test.
Ooh.
I am quite charming.
If you're going to help us, of course.
What is the location of your warehouse?
Well, it's over here down by the docks. And he gives you the exact location of the warehouse.
I will look into this. I'm quite interested in this... Invisible force, you say, was there.
What's your name?
My name is Brant Moller.
Okay.
Tell us more of the man killed.
He was another one of the gods there. Named Rory.
Did he appear to be targeted, or was it only in combat when they broke in?
He was dead, and then we heard them rustling around. It seems they, you know, there was a fight that broke out.
I see.
His name was... I don't quite understand your question. How is he killed, not in combat?
Well, perhaps they come in just to kill him, or were they looking for something?
I don't know. They came in, and then we caught him. There was a scuffle, and he killed him. And then they all ran away.
So it sounds like he was murdered in the course of a break-in.
Yeah.
Well, my condolences for your loss, and we will do our best to bring this to justice.
Yeah, thanks.
The man...
Come on.
The man in a town watch uniform, are you able to describe him?
Yeah, I guess I could. He's gonna make a check to see how good... He is at describing stuff. He gives you actually a pretty good description. So this guy, he wore leathers around. He had, seemed like underneath his watch outfits, he had outdoor colors on. And he liked to use brass knuckles a lot. Tall man. Brown eyes. Yeah.
Does that sound familiar to us?
Why doesn't Ivan, Jasper, and Snorri make a check? Let's see, what can I have you make? Make a average intelligence check.
Average intelligence.
Ivan,
I did it.
Initiative, but you rolled a 93. It does not matter anyway. Snorri, okay. you perk up. You're like, that sounds like the guy that took us to the Tin Spur.
That sounds like the guy that took us to the Tin Spur.
That son of a bitch.
Aye, his mother probably is a bitch.
That was Dietgar Fleck.
Hmm.
And then the three guards are going to get up and be like, thanks for looking into this. We'll be in touch. Come on. And he kind of slaps his other guys and they walk back.
Wait. What was your name, sir?
Oh, his name's Kilo. His Mark. And this is Festus.
Well met, Kilo, Mark, and Festus. I am Ivan. This is Snorri, Jasper, and you have met Brent. We will come bring justice for your friend.
All right. And he turns, puts his axe on his shoulder, and they kind of walk off. And go ahead.
You said Dietgar?
Dietgar Fleck.
Okay.
Okay, so they walk out of eyesight, and for those watching, if you want to know more about where these guys came from, listen to the bonus episode right after this episode to find out what was going on.
Bonus episode?
Bonus
episode. It has already been recorded.
What?
Oh, boy.
What? Is that why you couldn't play last week?
No. But what do you guys want to do now?
Now I want to take Ivan. I want to take Ivan to the bar.
No.
All right, Ivan. It's not too late. We can still make it.
I would like to go check out the warehouse while the crime scene is fresh.
Okay. I agree.
Okay,
so I did make promise to Dwarf. I will do this quick with tall woman. I tell her no thank you and we leave.
So you guys are going to take a detour to the bar and then go to the crime scene?
I'm going straight to the crime scene.
Okay.
I'll go with Ivan.
Okay. All right. So I guess we will do the bar first. So Snorri, you pull Jasper and Ivan with you to the bar where you met the tall, beautiful woman.
All right. I look around and do I find this tall, beautiful woman in the sea of average-sized women?
You do not. She does not appear to be in here today.
Is she here, Dwarf?
It does not appear that she is, so we'll have to come back tomorrow.
No, I say today, she not here, deal over.
No, you said you'd come with me, and you delayed and delayed and delayed. We probably missed her because of all the delays.
Did you confirm time and date that she would be here?
Yes, and it was 2 hours
ago. I don't believe you.
We are late. Oh, all right, well then we'll have to come back tomorrow.
No.
You promised me, Ivan.
I did already. I am here now. And she's not here.
You promised me.
And you lied to me. She's not here.
Well, she could have left in the time that it's taken us to get here. You do not know.
Did you get her phone number?
Her what?
Her smoke signal angle.
Snorri looks at him very confused. Ivan, are you doing drugs?
I haven't whipped myself in very long. I do need to feel the cold steel against my skin.
Hey, I'll do it for you then.
No, you. I'm not into that.
I'm not either, but I'm doing it to help a friend.
Perhaps we go to crime scene now.
Let us go and we'll come back tomorrow and see if we can find her then. But we'll come at the time that we need it to... this time.
As you turn around, the doors to this tavern burst open. And in walks in this tall woman, blonde braided hair, ice blue eyes, round cheeks, clad in a wolf pelt with a shield in her left hand and a spear in her right.
Oh, you fucking asshole.
Is that her? Snorri believes it's her. So Snorri.
No, she had brown hair, the one that you were talking to, and she wore a red dress.
So she walks in, her leather boots impacting the wood of the tavern, everyone kind of stops and stares at her, and she walks directly to the three of you.
Hey, were you three the ones who defeated the troll?
Guy, that was my friend Ivan here. Ivan, this is... I'm sorry. What was your name again?
My name is Ivan.
My name is Belinda Chaubert.
Belinda, this is Ivan. He is the one who single-handedly defeated the troll, and we merely watched.
This is Ivan, so it is dead then. What I'm hearing is false.
What?
Then you killed it. What I am hearing is false. I have heard that it escaped, but you said you defeated, so you killed it.
I have said no such thing. He did escape. Don't listen to Dwarf. He has a small brain. But we beat him back.
So you did not defeat him.
Well, we did. Ivan did drive it away from the town.
Little dwarf warriors are talking.
No, and as she says it, this gigantic grin just comes across Ivan's face, and he kind of stands up real tall, so he's at his full 6'5" height.
He's like,
little man, shut up.
He's got to whip himself so bad right now.
Snorri kind of bows out and just kind of... Snorri bows out and kind of gets his own grin.
Flail just tighten real hard.
Awesome. So Snorri kind of sees this and he just kind of bows out and grins himself like, I did it.
So, it is still alive then?
Duh. He ran away and we could not pursue him into water.
Great Ulrich's fang. He must be stopped.
Oh my God. I agree.
I wish to hunt this troll.
Then I wish to come with you.
You will help me slay this beast.
Ulrich's fur, I will help you slay that beast.
Very well. I will do some more research. I will try to find where he went.
I will meet you tomorrow, 6:00, at Orlix.
I will meet you when I have information. I do not want to pester you. I must go now. I have work to do.
So do I. And then he'll reach his hand out to shake her hand.
She shakes her hand, and her hands are calloused as if they're used to battle. And she's got a very strong grip.
And Ivan feels that strong grip, and he like, well, it's like the forearm to forearm grip that they used to do in the olden days. So he squeezes her forearm a little bit, so she feels how strong his grip is.
She looks at you with just kind of like icy cold eyes.
And Ivan looks back with his icy cold eyes.
I will let you know when I have found something. Excuse me, it is getting late. I must whip myself.
She turns and walks out
of the bar.
Be with you as she walks out.
May Ulrich be with all of us. And with that, she kicks. She doesn't open the door. She kicks it with her feet, like a front kick, and just kicks the door out and walks out.
And as she leaves, Ivan is just blushing. Like, he's trying to hold it together, but he's like fucking flustered.
Snorri is looking up at Ivan and just smiling.
What are you looking at, dwarf? We must go.
You're blushing, Ivan.
No, it is hot in here.
No, it's not.
Yes, we go now.
Aye. And Snorri just kind of follows, like, just looking up at him, smiling the entire
Stop
time.
Stop looking at me, dwarf!
And he puts his hand and, like, pushes him backwards.
It doesn't bother Snorri. He just keeps smiling. Hey, Ivan. How was your time meeting Belinda?
You were there. It was informative, and we did not finish our job killing the troll.
Right. And did she ask anyone else their name? She seemed to only be focused on you.
Well, I am only all Russian in group, the only warrior that we have.
Right. Sure. That's got to be the reason. It has nothing else to do with your animal magnetism.
Are you interested in Belinda? Perhaps when we defeat Troll, I will introduce you.
Oh, I would not want to come in between the two of you. You seem to have something special.
Da, our love of Ulrich.
That is... Aye, and your love for someone, something else as well.
Ulrich.
And Snorri's just smiling.
Shut up, Dorf.
And he gets red again, and Snorri's like, right. You're a little bit red there, Ivan, but I'll do everything I can to help, but I think it should just be the two of you fighting the troll. It'll be a romantic evening for the both of you.
Shut up, dwarf. And he just kind of like stepped away.
Perhaps we should go to the Temple of Ulrich and you can whip yourself with her.
After all, Ivan, you're a firework.
Yeah, it's all I heard.
Yeah, what was that?
Oh, James watching stuff. I have my headphones in. Oh, wait, that's right. The mic isn't.
Is she doing karaoke at your house?
No, she's watching TV.
For those listening, Brett's wife is karaokeing in her house. It's canon.
Okay.
He said it's canon. You cannot take it back. Anyway, Snorri just smiles like ear to ear. Like, I did it. I found Ivan a woman.
All you.
Mm-hmm. That was the one that I had planned for you.
Did Belinda have a last name, Steve?
Chaubert.
This is... I want you all to know that I have not taken notes since, like, the first week, and now I've added in Belinda Chaubert's name.
Oh my god.
And the note is, and you can see it on the Twitch, beautiful woman for heart. Ivan. Ooh, yes, I will draw a little heart.
Of course you will.
Heart.
All right, so, Brent, we're gonna go to the warehouse, but Brent, you have, you're the first one there. You can do whatever you want by yourself before anyone else has a chance to get there.
Is anyone else here?
No. You get to the outside. The front doors are open. And you look inside. It seems to be empty inside this warehouse.
Is there a visible body somewhere?
There is not.
I just kind of walk slowly in. I'm like, hello, is anybody here?
Nothing echoes out to you. Why don't you make an average perception check? Oh, wow. So you walk in with 4 success levels. You look around. You're on the first floor of this warehouse. You can see clear signs of a scuffle. And then off to your right, you see what's like a little door. And you walk in, and it looks like it's like a small little guard's like a guard's office where they would kind of sit by the front door, and the chair is overturned, and you can see like you almost kind of get that someone here was sleeping, and this is where the fight started, and you can see trails of blood kind of on the floor, but you don't see a body, and you do see a bunch of footprints, and one footprint in particular stands out, and as you kneel down, everyone else seems to be boot prints or something like that, but this one is an actual footprint, as if it's someone's bare foot.
I knew it. We are on the trail of Errol, the mutant. I must report this to my ally. Then I'll, just kind of continue looking around, making sure not to step in any of the blood. Okay. I very specifically want to leave the bare footprint for Snorri, Jasper, and Ivan to see.
Are you going to go upstairs at all, or are you going to stay on the first floor?
I'll go upstairs. I mean, if all the blood's downstairs, I want to spend more time looking through all that, but I'll go upstairs and keep identifying myself, make sure, in case there's anyone still there, that they know I'm not with the group that attacked.
So you walk up the stairs really cautiously, and it's a typical kind of warehouse scene, but the upstairs doesn't seem to have any signs of disturbance until you look down at the same wall as the front entrance, but on the upper floor. It seems like there was a little office building, and as you get closer, the door has been shattered. Make another perception, average perception test.
I'm gonna.
So you can just tell that one because of the failure.
Oh, that didn't get any better.
Okay, so with your failure, you can just tell that the door was broken somehow, and that it lay in shambles, broken on the floor. And you walk inside, and it just seems to be a typical kind of warehouse office.
I'll just take a cursory glance at the, like, any books or anything they have, any note-keeping.
Sure.
Just to see if everything seems to make sense.
Okay, so you pick up a few both books and notes, and it actually does seem to be like they have orders of soap being shipped out. There are manifests. There is receipts of payment to the Stevedore Guild to load their shipments onto boats, and it seems like they're paying taxes to Uberschrake for each shipment that they sell out. So the paperwork you find does seem to be like they are shipping soap out of this warehouse.
Okay. I'll go back downstairs and wait for the rest of the group.
Okay. So you wait. It's probably maybe an hour or so. And the rest of them, Snorri, Ivan, and Jasper, you get to this warehouse and you see Brandt the middle of the first floor.
Hello, Brandt. Did you find anything?
Yes, I have one thing I'd like you to look at. And I'll show them the footprint.
What size is footprint? Steven, how big's the footprint?
It is the size of someone who would match the height of an average human being.
Huh. Does it look like it was left by a redhead?
maybe? This was definitely Errol, that evil piece of shit.
How can you tell? It looks just like any other footprint.
Perhaps. And then I look at Jasper's feet.
Why?
It could be just anybody. And he's just staring at you.
Why are you looking at my feet?
And then I look back and forth between your foot and the blood foot. Interesting.
Ivan, I've been with you, like, literally for days. I couldn't have gotten here and killed that person.
You're right, it was Errol.
There's more than just Errol in this town.
Yeah, but how many invisible people are there?
Well, it could be Errol. He said he didn't know.
I said we don't know. There could be dozens of them. Literally dozens.
That's true. How do you know how many invisible people there are in this city?
I know of one, and he is the prime suspect. We must find and kill Errol.
Well, we've been trying to find him. It's very
hard to find. How do you want to find an invisible man?
What was that, dwarf?
I said, how do you want to find an invisible man?
With context.
Now, I don't necessarily think of myself as a smart man, but I'm a little bit smarter than that.
You can still find invisible things. When it rains outside, you see outline of person in rain. Perhaps we throw flower all around, and then we see outline of person in flower. Plenty of ways to find invisible man.
Snorri looks at Ivan, who is just wearing a rag. Says, yeah, and where are you going to keep this flower, Ivan?
I have a backpack.
No, you don't.
In my trappings, I do.
I have never once heard you describe Ivan as wearing anything but a loincloth.
I have pets. I don't wear a loincloth. I'm not animal.
But aren't you?
No.
Don't lie to me, Brian.
Why are you speaking in weird accent?
Thane, you don't lie to me.
No, Ivan's always had pants and a shirt. It's just really shitty. And then if it gets ruined, he doesn't care about being naked.
Right, right.
And I've he wears a wolf cloak over his back.
Oh, okay, okay. Then I kind of retract that then, because I thought you were always basically naked.
Well, he doesn't always wear a shirt, but when he's working, he kind of has to.
Right, right.
I mean,
okay,
he's
okay.
Ripped. I wouldn't wear a shirt either.
I wouldn't either if I was ripped. I'd be like going to work like, oh, look how jacked I am. Do I even need a shirt? No.
Nah, fuck shirts.
Yeah. So now I can go back to this. Ivan is not wearing a shirt, and he barely has pants on.
But he has pants on.
Oh, all right. Does he have a backpack?
He has one in his trappings. But I don't have it equipped, so it's in my room, I guess.
Okay, all right, there we go.
Actually, it says it's worn, so I think that means I have my backpack on.
Yeah, all right.
Now that we've wasted everybody's time.
Also, now that we've talked about
it. You have it equipped.
All right.
So Ivan lifts up his wolf pelt to reveal his little tiny backpack on his back. It's like those ones that the girls used to wear in the early 90s. Those insanely tiny ones. You see, I have a backpack.
Ivan, what do you keep in there?
Don't worry. It's for me, not you.
Okay, well, could you keep flour in there, too?
Perhaps.
I
have arms. I can carry a sack of flour. I'm very strong.
All the time?
I carry this team on my back. I could carry some flour.
Don't you normally try to read and then fail at it and waste 5 turns?
Try to. At least I can read.
What?
I can read.
No, don't you try to rage.
No,
and fail 5 times.
The rages. What do you speak of?
Hey, well, the last time we fought the troll, you kind of stood there for about 30 seconds while the rest of us were fighting it.
I couldn't see it. It was dark.
I lit a fire for you.
It was... My eyes had to adjust. Alright, we're wasting time now. Shut up. Is this only this one footprint you find, Brunt?
This was the only barefoot one. Obviously, many other footprints. As Brant is surrounded by blood and bloody footprints.
And did you check body? How was he murdered? How was he murdered? I can't. How do you say that? Murdered. I don't know how to say that in accent.
Murdered. There's nobody.
Nobody. I guess we didn't ask what they did with body. Does it appear that anything is missing?
Not that I've seen. I looked around. It seems like everything is in its place. The best guess I can come up with is that I'll point over at the little guard post and be like, the guard on duty was asleep. Someone came in and assaulted him. And a scuffle broke out from there and someone was murdered and then they fled.
Is this in our jurisdiction?
Yes.
Okay. Then I say we come back in the morning when the employees are here. Perhaps they can tell us if anything is missing.
That sounds like a smart course of action.
It is in your jurisdiction that you decided to not patrol in.
Yeah, we were off.
We patrolled.
We worked until closing time.
We patrolled a little.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys did.
Not even supposed to be here today.
All right. So are you guys good for the day?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So this will not affect your deal with Ilsa, but what we're going to do is we're going to do the between section of the book to fast forward time so that Jasper's arm heals.
Nice.
Jasper had a hurt arm.
Yeah.
Yep. So this was something that was said. Yeah, so we said this in the beginning. So as long as you guys aren't in the middle of like a ongoing adventure or something, we'll do the in-between section of the book, which is on page 194, if you want to go to it. So we're going to do this, and then we're probably going to call it a day.
Maybe I have temper tantrum like Kevin and be like, no, don't stop early. All right. Well, Power Dirt, thank you for slogging through that. It was a great episode. We appreciate it. Don't forget to like and subscribe on all our social medias, and we will catch you sometime next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.